Thank you, Wolfgang. I just want to very briefly explain to you what we're going to be doing these 2 days. And maybe the best way to set the context for this Urban Age project is to say that for many of us who've been involved in the project, we're living a kind of paradox. This is an age of cities. This is a generation in which most people, a majority of people in the world, will move to cities. And yet the art of designing cities is obscure. It fails more often than it succeeds. And that paradox of having urban growth but not knowing how to give urban growth a form is really the origin of the Urban Age project. Now, what the project is about is focused on the ways of relating physical form to the social and economic life of cities. It's a relationship between the physical and the social. That's our problem, and it's a problem that we're trying, in the first stage of this project, to explore in very large cities. The project moves from New York and Shanghai, where we've already been, to London this weekend, to Mexico City, to Johannesburg, and to Berlin. And what we're trying to do in these cities is two things. One, to, in preparing for meetings like this, to do a work of investigation. And secondly, to build a network of urbanists around the world. This London conference is at a midpoint. We've come home, as it were, to in the middle of this process. And I want to just tell you briefly what the shape of the next 2 days will be about. We're asking here two questions, which is, what kind of city is London? And the second is it doing a good job in practicing the art of making cities? So it's an investigation about the peculiarity of London in relationship to the rest of Europe and as a global city. And secondly, a kind of evaluative enterprise to look at whether the development of London as it's now occurring is good. Just to complicate matters, we're taking advantage of the presence of a number of European mayors and an American mayor who I think of always as both the European himself and most of the European of American cities, Anthony Williams from Washington, D.C. We're taking advantage of a meeting of European mayors about urban design. That's an ongoing annual meeting. To ask another question, or begin with another question about London, which is, how European is it? What is its place in Europe? So the way the conference is organized to go through the 2 days is as follows. We're going to start with a question that's posed by Juan Clos, who is the mayor of Barcelona, which is what he calls the European city model, which is a model of a compact, integrated city and of a Europe of cities in which cities' connections to each other matter in some ways more than the connections between nations in Europe. And we're going to ask ourselves whether London really fits this model and what the model is about. Later in the morning, we're going to look specifically at conditions in London, both as a local and global place. Then in the afternoon, we're going to begin the investigation of the art of city making in London and try and arrive at some notion about how good a job we're doing at making cities by going through a kind of diamond, west, north, east, and south in London in four big projects in the city. We'll start in the afternoon with White City development in London. We'll ask questions about its fabric, about its growth, and whether, in fact, the development of this project is increasing inequality in London. We'll then go south and look at a large project in Elephant Castle, and here we talk about the relation between development and community, what kind of participation is occurring in the process of remaking this community, did people really need to be developed at all? Tomorrow we're going to talk about King's Cross, which, as you all know, is Europe's most greatest transport project. It will transform our city and transform our relations to Europe. And tomorrow morning we're going to look at the site of the Olympics and the planning for the Olympics, which is a new London. And then we wrap up the conference tomorrow afternoon by looking at the art itself of making cities, both visually and socially. So that's a framework for these 2 days of work. Now, how do we come to be able to do this? This is a program sponsored by the Cities Program, the London School of Economics. I'm sorry to say, a very expensive program if you're a student, but well worth every pound. Which is a place for study and research into urban design. And the Cities Program and its staff have really generated many of the ideas for the investigations we're doing around the world. We owe a great debt of thanks to the Herrhausen Foundation and the Deutsche Bank, because this is an expensive investigation. We owe a debt of thanks to the Office of the Mayor and the Deputy Mayor, particularly Nikki Gavron, who have given us the occasion to use this building for the next 2 days. And I'd finally like to say we owe this to, if there's one person we owe this to, it's Richard Burdett, who is really the animateur, father, creator, aunt, all at once, of this project. I'd like to say finally something about you as an audience. This conference is meant not really to be a kind of urban Bollywood, you know, all singing, all dancing, where people, you know, trot their stuff for you, than to be a kind of experience of being 2 days in a studio. And what I would urge upon you as the listeners in this is, don't be too British. That is to say, don't be too shy about asking questions. There's an amazing group of urbanists here, and you should pester them, ask them questions, challenge them during the discussion sessions, which are, because it's really meant to be an exchange of ideas. And with that, I would like to hand over to our first panel, which is going to be chaired by, I'll get my Simon notes Jenkins. Here. Yeah. Right.
Hey, Richard.
By Simon Jenkins, sorry. I couldn't remember whether you were first or second. By Simon Jenkins, who, as you all know, is a great student as well as writer on London. Now writing for The Guardian, in which we consider the problem about what does it mean to be a European city? Simon. Go ahead.